62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Well, it is Oklahoma's ball to start this final quarter as Mount Tom is up 45-34. Here is Sanders with it on the left side. She'll dribble to the top. Gives it to Kloss on the right. Now over to Linder on the left. Linder drills towards the lane and draws a little contact. A reach-in foul, looks like. Yeah, Fossus?
Anderson. Lakin Anderson.
Okay, Anderson. Lakin Anderson picks up her first personal foul. First team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the final quarter. Here is Sanders taking the inbound pass, dribbling to the right corner. Gives it to Linder. Over in the left corner, it goes to Garner. Garner dribbles out to the wing. Throws it down to Hay on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. Jenna Hay with 8 on the night. Back to a single-digit margin. Mount Tom up 45-36 as we're 30 seconds into this final period. Coleman across the timeline. Gives the Yonkers on the right side. Back up top to Coleman. Back over to Yonkers. Back to Coleman. Coleman's going to dribble up to the lane. Gives it to Moore on the right side. Moore's going to dribble toward the elbow. Throws it to Fossus on the low block. She's going to put up the shot off the glass and in.
Yeah, I was asking for Lakin to shoot that ball. She was standing there wide open, but she had better plans. Let's get feet to the paint, get an assist over to Livy Fossus.
Fossus with 8 on the night. Mount Tom back up by 11. 47-36 our score. A little over a minute into this final quarter. Garner with it up top. Throws it on the left side to Linder. Linder will dribble between the circles. Finds Sanders in the lane. Going in for the layup. Off the glass and good. Now Sanders with 7 on the night.
Pretty good footwork for her. I thought she was going to walk with the ball. But
I know.
She held that foot well.
47-38. Lady Bombers up. 6.5 minutes left playing the game. And ball knocked away by Hay. It goes out of bounds. Mount Tom will inbound underneath their own basket with 6:28 left to play in the game. Jay the Yonkers and Lakin Moore take a seat as Brooklyn Mitchell and who else came? Oh, Sarah Williams came back in. Okay. So Anderson will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble it towards the lane, gives it to Fossus on the low block. Her basket counts and she is fouled.
Good pass there by Brooklyn. So far, you've had Brooklyn with a phenomenal pass, Lakin Anderson with a phenomenal pass, down getting it down to Livy Fossus.
They give that to Hay, I think. Jenna Hay, I think that's her second personal foul, team foul number 1 against Oklahoma. Fossus' free throw is up, no good. She is 0-for-3 from the line tonight as the rebound comes to Oklahoma.
10 points, though, for Livy.
Yep. 49-38, Mount Tom up. Here is Garner with it. Gives it to Hay at the left elbow. 6-11 left to play in the game. Hay dribbles towards the left corner. Gives on the wing to Naisha Hogan. She goes up for the reverse layup. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Hay.
Never hit
the rim, so the shot clock didn't reset. We're down to 7 left to shoot. Garner gives it to Hay underneath the basket. Down to 2. She is going to put up the shot to beat the buzzer. It won't go. The rebound is controlled by Linder. She puts it back up. She gets the basket and she draws the foul. Olivia Linder going to the line for the and-one situation. They're going to get Lakin Anderson with her second personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the fourth quarter.
Unfortunately, Lakin gave up that offensive rebound. Mountain Home did a great job on the defensive side. Lakin just didn't get a body in her, tried to out-jump her, and she won the battle.
So Anderson's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Ferris. The free throw wouldn't go, and rebound comes to Mitchell. Mitchell quickly into the front court. She's going coast-to-coast for the layup. It won't go. Fossus gets off. It's a rebound. Coleman's there to get it. Her layup wouldn't go, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oklahoma, and Mount Tom gets a break.
Got to work on a little bit of layup drills on the Coleman household. That's 2 left-handed layups she's missed so far.
So Libby Fossus will take a seat as Anna McCarn comes back in, and for the Flame, it will be Jenna Hay taking a seat as Felicity Kloss will check back in. Inbound pass goes up top to Mitchell. over on the right side to Williams. She puts up the long three-pointer. Good!
There we go.
Sarah Williams with her first 3 points of the night. Mount Home up 52-40. 5:20 left to play in the game. Ball goes over on the left side to Naisha Hogan. She dribbles toward the right side, gives it to Sanders in the corner. Finds a cutting Linder in the lane. She couldn't get the layup, and the rebound chased down by McCard. That was a good play by Coleman. Just couldn't finish.
Yeah, it was.
Ball goes to Coleman. She's going to try for the three on the left side. It won't go, and the rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Williams, and it will be Oklahoma's ball with 4:56 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers up by a dozen. Garner into the front court for the Flame. Mount Holman to man-to-man. Garner dribbles up to the top, goes over to the left side, gives it there to Claus. Claus dribbles to the free throw line, fakes out her defender. Williams puts up the jumper. It wouldn't go. And the foul is going to be called on the rebound tip. They're going to get McCart on that, aren't they? Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. Anna McCart picks up her third personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the final period. 4:33 left to play in the game. Naisha Hogan will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets it in to Garner on the left side. Garner drills up top. Now gives it to Linder on the left. Down to Sanders on the low block. She's going to go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Mel Sanders will go to the line for the and one with 4:15 left to play in the game. That's Anna McCart's fourth.
Yeah, she just went to work on Anna. Used her wide frame and went in there and took it to her.
It's also the 14th foul against Mount Tom. Addison Ferris, Whitten Coleman, and Anna McCart take a seat as Lakin Moore, Livy Fossus, and Jayla Yonkers, I think, came back in for Mount Tom. Free throw wouldn't go, and the rebound comes to Mount Tom. They're up by 10 with a little over 4 minutes left to play in the game. Here is Williams with it on the right side, gives it to Moore. Down to Fossus in the lane. She puts up the shot. Shot's blocked by Sanders, but she drew a little contact as well, and so it'll be Livy Fossus back at the free throw line. Mel Sanders picks up her third personal foul, the second team foul against the Flame here in the fourth quarter. So, Frost's first free throw is up. No good. Ooh, she's now 0-4 from the line.
That's not like Livy. Usually she's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Sanders is going to take a seat as Jenna Hay comes back in. So, Frost's with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. She gets this one.
Got that one. There we go.
So, she now has 11. Matt Holmes up 53-42. 4 minutes left to play. Garner will walk the ball into the front court. It's a half-court man for the Lady Bombers. Garner dribbles toward the right side, gives it to Naisha Hogan. Now Claus has it up top. She dribbles toward the right side, gives it to Garner. Was knocked away for a moment, but she's able to control it. Gives it to Linder in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Yonkers. 3:36 left to play in the game. Mount Tom with the ball, leading by 11. Ball goes to Yonkers. Down to Mitchell in the right corner.
Shoot it.
Over to Moore on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer there on the wing. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Naisha Hogan.
1-for-7 from behind the arc for Lakin.
Naisha Hogan with it up top.
She's not going to have many nights like that.
No. She'll give it to Garner. Garner with it between the circles. 16 left on the shot clock. Ball goes down to Hay, and then she's fouled. Jay the Yonkers picks up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. Oklahoma's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this game. It'll be Jenna Hay at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 8 points so far this evening. 3:01 left to play in this contest. First free throw won't go.
Boy, 2-for-7 from the line for Oklahoma.
Wow. Lawson Dewey checking in for the first time tonight for the Flame as she replaces Felicity Kloss. Dewey, a 5'7 freshman. Second free throw for Hay is up and in. She gets one of two. She has 9. 10-point game. Mount Home up 53-43. 3 minutes left in this contest. Mitchell across the timeline. She's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound is controlled by Garner. Garner quickly back to the other way. Dribbles on the right side, goes into the lane, tries to throw it to Nash Hogan. She's able to get it, gives it out to Dewey. Now to Linder. Linder with it on the right side. She's dribbling toward the low block. She's putting up the turnaround jumper, misses everything, and Williams gets a rebound for Matson Hall. Ball goes down to quickly in the front court. Yonkers is fouled from behind. Jenna Hay picks up her third personal foul. That is the 13th foul against the fight here in the fourth quarter. So Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline with 2:28 left to play in the game as they're up by 9.
I called a good shooting night for the Lady Bombers, and I was wrong.
Mitchell with it on the right side. She'll give it to Moore. She's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out. Fossus gets the offense rebound. She puts it back up and in.
I mean, outside the point, I feel bad for Lakin. That ball went everywhere but down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just rolled around. And, like I say, sometimes you're going to have like this. Brooklyn's 0 for 5 from the field. I mean, just not a good shooting night, but great job, Livy, getting that offensive rebound.
She's got 13 on the night. Mount Home up 55-44. Here's Linder with it. She's dribbling towards the lane. She's going to be fouled on the layup. And head to the free throw line. Ooh, and she looks like re-aggravating that ankle a little bit, too. Jayla Yonkers, if that's right, if I'm right, that's her fifth. Yep. Yep. Now they're saying so. Thing is, they're not keeping up with personal fouls on our scoreboards here at this arena.
Yeah.
So Jayla Yonkers is going to sit on the bench for the final 158 of this game. As she picks up her fifth personal foul. So who they bring in for?
Wynn
Coleman. So Linder is at the free throw line. First shot is up. No good.
4 for 10, Matt. That's what you got him at the line, or 3 for?
Actually, I got 4 for them.
Yeah.
As Linder gets the second free throw, she's now a double for 10. And the inbound pass knocked away by Garner. She almost had a steal, but just ran out of real estate. And Mount Home's going to take the timeout. Cool break with 1:57. Let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Oklahoma 55-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Mount Home taking the timeout with 1:57 left to play in the game as they're up 55-44. Inbound pass goes to Coleman. She's fouled. That is, the last foul that Oklahoma has to give. They're going to give that one to Caroline Garner. That is her first personal foul.
Looks like they're going to foul, try to extend this game maybe,
yep.
Oklahoma.
Moore will inbound it to Coleman as the ball knocked away for a moment, and now she's going. They're going to call a foul there.
Yep.
I didn't know if they're going to call a foul or a jump ball for a moment.
No, she had a hold of it. That girl was riding her like a horse with the saddle on. Witt's going to send Witten to the line, though.
That is Caroline Garner's second personal foul. That does, again, Mount Home now in the bonus. Both teams are now.
Good thing it's not a left-hand layup.
Wynn Coleman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. Yeah, the first one is up and in. Let me guess, Kara's working with her?
Yeah, she's working on the free throws. I'm working on the layups.
Second shot for Coleman is up. No good. She gets 1-2. Williams gets offense rebound. Kicks out to Coleman. Out to Moore. Moore gives it to Foss. Sits down on the low block. She's going to go up for the layup. Good.
Good pass there. Good pass by Lakin to hit Libby.
Yeah. Foss with 15 on the night. Mount Home up 58-44. Here is Nasha Hogan putting up the three on the left side. It won't go. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oklahoma. It will be Mount Home's ball. Or no. They're going to keep it with Oklahoma. Huh. Anna McCartan and Lakin Anderson checking back in for Mount Home, replacing Libby Fossus and Sarah Williams.
So you're going to say that we tipped it.
Okay. I thought they did. So Kloss will inbound on the near sideline. Gets into Nasha Hogan. Nasha Hogan still dribbling on the right side. Now picks up her dribble. Gives it to Kloss there. Foster Evans behind her back. Now her pass is stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell quickly back the other way. She's going to go in for the layup. It won't go. Coleman gets offensive rebound. She'll give it to Anderson, who goes in for the layup. Good.
Good pass there by Witten. Nice cut by Lakin.
Anderson with five on the night. Now it's all up 60-44. Minute left to play in this contest. Looks like Ward Wall's going to check in at the next available time. Nasha Hogan dribbling up top. By the way, and miss another sub. Lila Burke playing right now for Oklahoma. She's a 5'8 sophomore. So ball knocked out of bounds. The last touch by Mount Tome will be Oklahoma's ball with 46.2 left to play in the game. 17 left to shoot. Lakin Moore and Brooklyn Mitchell checking out as Kier Alkier and Lauren Rawls both check in. Kloss will inbound it up top to Hay, who has to actually chase it down. Ball goes over on the right side to Kloss. Kloss has the ball knocked away. And looks like they're going to get Kier Alkier with that foul. That is her first personal foul. Alkier, a 5'6 senior, and Rawls, a 5'5 junior for Mountain Home. So we'll be Felicity Kloss at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. Good.
Tay Chairs is going to enter for Witten Coleman.
Tay Chairs, a 5'6 junior. And Kloss gets both free throws. Her first 2 points of the night. 60-46, Mount Tome up. 38 seconds left to play. Here is Anderson with it on the right side. She'll give it to Chairs. Chairs drills on the wing, gives it there to Rawls. Rawls drills up to the top, gives it to Chairs. Chairs will give it to Anderson. Anderson's going to dribble into the lane, gives it to McCart. She puts up the turnaround jumper, good. Right underneath the basket.
Good pass there once again by Lakin Anderson. And a good job finishing on the right side.
Five on the night for Anna McCart. Picking up the three is Nasha Hogan. She couldn't get to go, and the rebound is chased down by Chairs.
Ugly wins bearing a pretty loss, right?
It is. Here is McCart with it. Gives it to Anderson. She puts up the jumper in the left corner, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Burke. And they're just going to let the final seconds tick off, and Mount Tome's going to get the 16-point win. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Oklahoma Flame tonight, 62-46. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint.